It finally came. One Saturday morning, the bosses announced, with no more lead found, that Cwm Symlog mine was now closed. The miners went home with heavy hearts, not knowing how they were going to feed their families. We knew the mine was going to close because we haven't heard the knockers for a year or more. No knocking, no lead. Perhaps it's all gone, said one miner. There's plenty of lead if we could just find it, said an old miner. I think somehow we must have upset the knockers. Rubbish, cried a young miner. Deo Bach Tin Ddôl listened carefully, but didn't say anything. He'd heard of the knockers before, of course. Everyone knew they were some sort of underground Tylwyth Teg, or fairies, who looked after metals in the bowels of the earth, and that their knocking leads miners to the lead. Only a very few people had ever seen them, but most of the old miners had heard their knocking at some point during their lives. Why hasn't anyone heard the knockers for such a long time, Dad? He asked on the way home. Dad shook his head sadly. Deo went to bed early that night, but couldn't sleep. Just kept thinking about the mine and the little people who lived there. Had the miners really upset them? The next day was Sunday, and Mam had made a special blackberry cake, Deo's favourite. In the afternoon, Mam and Dad went to see a sick neighbour, leaving Deo at home, still thinking about what to do. Suddenly, he had an idea. He cut a large piece of the cake, wrapped it carefully in a cloth, and headed for the mine. After entering the dark tunnel, he suddenly realised he'd forgotten the candle, but kept going. Soon, the light behind him disappeared. He stopped to listen, but heard nothing but the breeze blowing through the tunnels, and carried on. The next time he stopped, he called out,
"Little Ed, I bought you some of Mam's amazing blackberry cake. What's up?"
Of course, no answer came from the darkness.
"Some say we've upset you, but we haven't meant to."
Silence.
"I bought the cake to show we still think of you. The mine is closed now, and it's hard for the miners. Could you possibly help us?"
Silence again. Was anyone listening? Deo put the cake on a rock shelf and turned round to find the way out. Soon, however, he was hopelessly lost and sat down and started crying. After a while, he drifted off to sleep. Suddenly, he woke up and saw a weak blue light in the tunnel. Was it his dad come to find him? No, he saw a tiny little old man with a long white beard sitting on a rock beside him, holding a lantern. He had a miniature pickaxe and spade.
"Thanks for the blackberry cake," said the little man.
"There wasn't much to go round you all," said Deo shyly.
"It was the tastiest food we've ever had."
Deo smiled at hearing such praise for Mam's cake.
"And as you have remembered us, we'll remember the miners. Follow us."
Deo followed him down the tunnel, and after a while, the little man stopped.
"Listen," he said.
Then, for the first time in his life, Deo heard the sound of the knockers. The sound of a distant pickaxe working somewhere in the middle of the earth. The sound the miners had been listening for in vain for the last year or more. Eventually, they reached the sound, but Deo couldn't see anyone.
"You won't see them," said the little man, "but they have shown you where the lead is."
Then the little man made a long groove in the rock with his pickaxe to mark the spot. Suddenly, the tunnel went black, and the little men disappeared. Very quickly, Deo felt scared, tired, and hungry. He knew where the lead was, but hadn't a clue how to get out of the mine. Before long, he thought he heard distant voices. Then he thought he could see a glimpse of light far off. Yes, it was coming closer, and the voices getting louder. Then he recognised Dad's voice and was soon in his arms. That night, by the fire, Deo told his parents his story. The next day, at the break of dawn, Dad and three or four miners followed him into the old workings. After searching and searching, they finally found the pickaxe mark. After picking and digging for 2 hours, they found a rich vein of lead. The bosses were told straight away, and the next day, all the Cwm Symlog miners were back at work, and everyone was happy once again.